The Hearing by John Lesquois. Copyright 2001 by the Lesquois Corporation. Read by Robert Lawrence. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
To Barney Carpfinger and to Lisa M. Sawyer, the love of my life. Where life is more terrible than death, it is then the truest valor to want to live. Thomas Brown. The Hearing, Part 1. Chapter 1. Next to Lieutenant Abraham Glitzky's bed, the telephone rang with a muted insistence. A widower, Glitzky lived in an upper duplex unit with his youngest son, Oral, and a housekeeper nanny named Rita. During his wife's illness, he deadened the phone's ringer so that it wouldn't wake anyone else in the house when, as often occurred, it rang in the middle of the night. He located the source of the noise in the dark and picked up the receiver, whispering hoarsely, "Glitzky, what?" Surfacing slowly into consciousness, he didn't really have to ask. He was the head of San Francisco's homicide detail. When he got calls in the dead dark, they did not tend to be salespeople inquiring about his satisfaction with his long-distance service provider. It was nearly 2 hours past midnight on Monday, the first day of February, and the city had produced only 2 homicides thus far this year, a slow month. In spite of that, Glitzky spent no time, ever, wondering if his job was going to dry up. The caller wasn't the police dispatcher, but one of his inspectors, Ridley Banks, on his cell phone directly from the crime scene. It wasn't standard procedure to call the lieutenant from the street, so this homicide must have an unusual element. Though Ridley spoke concisely with little inflection, even in his groggy state, Glitzky detected urgency. A downtown patrol car had seen some suspicious movement in Maiden Lane, a walking street just off Union Square. When the officers had hit their spotlight,